Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Here's today's message.
Satan would also try to use Peter, Jesus' chief follower, in order to make Jesus believe that he was not going to have to go to the cross. I think we all remember that story pretty well. It was the famous conversation that occurred between Jesus and Peter, of which Jesus rebuked Peter. It is found in Matthew chapter 16, among other passages. It is recorded, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. So we can see here that Satan had been filling Peter's mind, through Peter's own weakness, to try to convince Jesus that what God had already told him would happen to him in Jerusalem wouldn't actually in fact happen. As an aside, the Holy Spirit told Paul what would happen to him in Acts chapter 21.
Thank you, Daniel. You can listen to complete messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.